This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to our Back to Business project on Marketplace, which checks in with businesses at the time that economists keep using the phrase recovery. Today, I want to meet Carmen Tapio, founder and CEO of a customer call center business out of Omaha called North End Teleservices, with an interesting origin story. Ms. Tapio, thanks for connecting.
Thank you. It's really my pleasure to be here.
I understand you're the largest Black-owned business in Nebraska. Give me a sense of how that came to be.
That's right. We started North End Teleservices almost 6 years ago, and it came to be out of a need for job creation in Northeast Omaha that still sees double-digit unemployment. And we have some challenges in our community, and one of those challenges is transportation. And so, you know, we looked for ways to help people overcome the barriers to employment, and we located our business in the heart of the community.
Your firm does have a reputation of working to support its employees. Some of it is with, for instance, transportation?
That's right. We started a transportation program the October prior to the pandemic, and we had just completed our pilot in about March of last year, and of course, we had to shut it down. But we learned a lot through that pilot, and we have every intention of beginning it again. We really look at our people from a very personal relationship standpoint. We believe that if we understand their stories and we are able to, you know, really answer the needs that they have, not only in employment and career development and leadership development, but some of the personal needs as well, that they are more engaged, they perform better, and it builds their confidence, it builds their skill level, and their desire to continue to grow. So we take a very holistic approach. We have an on-site social worker that is available to anyone full-time for our employees. We provide tuition assistance. And in an industry that is often commoditized, for lack of a better word, you know, we really look to provide full-time benefited employment to our employees.
How did you pull it off during pandemic? Could people still do the calls remotely, or what did you do?
Absolutely. So our technology really enabled a rapid response to the move to work from home. So within a matter of less than 10 days, we had all of our employees settled. And so our ability to do that really benefited us and the entities that needed our support. So the state of Nebraska, for example, called upon us to help respond to the pandemic. And we were able to do that quite easily.
So during pandemic, you know, I remember longer wait times when I tried to reach other customer service, not yours. There seemed to be a lot of demand. With people from home, demand went up?
Absolutely. You know, we weren't going to the grocery stores. We were trying to order online. We were trying to order through phone or other means. And so absolutely, the pandemic definitely drove the demand for teleservices, telecommunications, telemedicine even. So, you know, I think that some of the demand and the way that we interact virtually will continue. And of course, there's a strong desire to get back to in-person services and commerce as well.
The Fed's had this Paycheck Protection Loan program to help businesses. I think you're eligible. Did you try?
We sure did. Of course, as many other businesses experienced, I talked to a number of banks about processing my application and ran into some challenges of May of last year in getting that accomplished. Eventually, I was able to. I found the right partner, the right community bank to process the loans, but it didn't go, as in my opinion, as it should have.
So here we are entering the summer of 2021. I mean, are you at an inflection point now when it comes to your business and how it's greeting economic recovery?
We are at an inflection point. Our industry did see growth in the midst of the pandemic. And so we saw a tremendous opportunity to put more people to work. And you know, we are looking at continuing to grow in 2021 and beyond.
Carmen Tapio is founder and CEO of North End Teleservices in Omaha. Ms. Tapio, thank you so much.
Thank you.